superhero, and knows a pun there, superhero fan. And now I don't know the shows I'm watching now. Gotham is one of the shows I'm watching. Flash and Arrow. Of course, Flash last week was the last episode until March 12th. So I have to wait all the way March 12th for a new episode. It's not that far away. It seems far, but it's not that far away when I really start doing the math on everything. And then Arrow tonight is a nice episode. You won't get another one until March 13th. So that leaves me without my show. I just got 2 weeks. I just got to hang in there for 2 weeks. Hang in there for 2 weeks and be good. So, I don't know how I'm going to make it. It's ridiculous. I want to watch my show now. And, man, like, the show, I mean, the thing I like about the superhero shows, too, you know, Gotham, The Flash, The Arrow, you know, when you watch those shows, you know, even a person who's not really too big in the superheroes, the stories are so good that it kind of, it gets those people who aren't the casual superhero, you know, the diehard superhero fan, it allows them to be able to watch a show with ease and not feel like, okay, well, too much going on. So, yeah, I mean, it's really good. I mean, and Arrow is really just starting to get, like, super heavy into the superhero stuff. Of course, there's always been heroes on there and whatnot, but now they're really starting to get into the superpowers and everything. You know, they're digging into that more, especially the fact that, you know, its spinoff, The Flash, deals with a lot of people with superhuman abilities. Being the superhero himself, superheroes on there themselves also have super abilities. Firestorm, The Flash, you know, they both have superpowers. So, kind of, it all plays out that way. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to our first music break of the day. And we're going to take you to our first track of the day to kick it all off is by Uzi. And this is Favorite Girl. After that, we'll have another track for you, and then we'll be ready, getting ready for our special guest, Jagger Socorro, right here on Life at the Dusk Lives, Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday.
You make me want to spend every time. Me, I tell you straight, girl, you one of a kind. Simplicity in your beauty, you so divine. So me have to tell you where they by my mind, girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. Never get enough. Sweet and the kisses for me, make me can't get enough. Hold me tight, girl, tell me, say me body now. She know me a man forever, no, she not let me go. The way you make me feel, my girl. Like no officer, go down and keep it real, my girl. That's the deal, my girl. Loving what we have, you know it real, my girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. Make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl, and I want you in my world.
Beautiful. Hello, me dear. In my heart, in my mind, and baby, in my prayer. To show you how much I care. Got me talking happily. Like me win the lottery. Your loving take a toll on me. Make me speaking properly. You charge me like a battery. Want to fulfill your fantasy.
Oh, no.
You charge me like a battery. Want to fulfill your fantasy. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. you make me want spend every dime. Me I tell you straight, girl, you one of a kind. Simplicity in your beauty, you so divine. So me have to tell you with it on my mind, girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl, and I want you in my world.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, hey, hey, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe, I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, for. I like the sight of money. Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Fetty J. Mwah.
I must feel so special when I hear that drop. we're back, man, back on Life After Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. And the tracks you heard in the music break, it was Uzi, Favorite Girl, and then followed by Spinner. That track was Get to the Money, which that's a classic that we've had for years now. And that track, man, I hear it's like, it gets addictive, man, because, you know, it kind of gets you motivated. I gotta get to that money. All right, man. So, you know what time it is, man. Usually about this time of the show, if you have a guest coming on, they usually checking around this time. Well, guess what? It's about that time. So, I want to welcome to the show, on the way in the OC, that's Orange County, for those who don't know. Welcome to the show, my girl, Jasmine Socorro. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on your show.
I'm honored to have you. You know, it's always great to have people who are just as passionate about my brands as I am. It's always a pleasure. Like, so it's definitely glad to have you. And oh, there we go. My co-host checking in now. She's right on time. JoJo, what's up, JoJo?
I'm over here sick because of this stupid bipolar weather.
Oh, Houston, Texas, you know better. You know better. But you're in Houston, so you should, you know, it's not that should be that bad on you in Dallas where you got to deal with craziness all the time. But,
well, my boss was sick for the past, like, 2.5 weeks, and she lost her voice and gave me what the hell she had.
Oh, Lord. But, so, I'm glad to have you, Jasmine. And, you know, I got to dig so much. There's so much to dig in your brain today. It's always great. You got guests that you can just dig, upon dig. And first off, I want to kind of get into, you know, what was your inspiration of wanting to model as well as play basketball?
Okay. Well, let's be clear. I'm a basketball player first. I'm a baller first. That's my number one passion, and that always will be my passion. Okay, basketball.
Hashtag baller's life.
Yep. All my friends know that. Shout out to my friends that use that hashtag.
Shout out to that. See, that's a true fan that know that. Hey.
Yep. They know what's Gucci. My friends know that I can ball. Now, I may have the looks and all, but give me a basketball and I'll cross you up.
Hey.
Okay.
I mean, you saw Sanaa Lakin in Love and Basketball. You see, you can look good and play basketball easily.
Yep. Candace Parker, Skylar Diggins, Maya Moore, all those beautiful women in the WNBA. You know, they can model on the side, but they're still a baller at heart.
But, all right. I'll try to be good today. You're going to get me started. All right, so, the transition, how did you make that transition? Because, of course, you just named some extra beautiful women that's in the WNBA. You know, how did you personally make that transition from basketball to saying, I want to add modeling to it as well?
Okay. Well, basketball I got from my dad, you know. He played at Inglewood. He got a scholarship to Arkansas. He got drafted. He didn't make it. But he decided to make me his prodigy, you know. He wanted me to go further than him, which is to go pro, which I'm currently working on. I'm training. I trained with Open Gym Premier last summer, which was a pretty good experience. You know, playing with high school boys was a huge transition from playing, you know, dominating girls to being dominated with boys, you know. I got into modeling last summer of August. I decided to try modeling because some of my friends told me that I have a very exotic look because of my mixture. So I just decided to do it for fun. And as I was shooting in the summer, my photo shoots were progressing. I was picking up new stuff every photo shoot. My pictures were coming out better. And my experience and just my being able to learn by looking, you know, learning by visual, paying attention to detail, stuff that I learned from basketball, it made modeling easy for me because, you know, my photographer would tell me, pose like this. Okay, hold that pose, you know. Look at some top models, like Ashley Moore. I love her. I always look up her, what her style, what her beauty, her poses. So eventually that developed into my own style, and eventually that developed into me, like my own name of Jasmine Socorro. So that's how I got into modeling. I did it for fun, but I decided that, you know, modeling can help me out because I really want to work in the music industry as a personal assistant. I love music. I love talking about music. I love listening to new music. I'm on World Star. I'm on Rap Radar all the time with my friends. So so right now I'm working on building my portfolio to be a video vixen, which I know at 18 that's a pretty big job because most of the video girls are around 20 to like 25. So I'm working on that, and I'm working on trying to get initiated into, I want to be initiated into Drake's label, OVO, so I'm working hard to get there. That's the one label that I'd say that would suit me best.
Okay, yep, you know, just got there with my coder. Oh, Tuesday!
Well, I'm talking more of Drake from the I was in the city with my homies, you know, Six Side, 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands.
Oh, yeah, I actually got a chance to meet him at an event, and it was funny because, you know, he has all these security guards around him, so it's really hard to take pictures because it makes it hard to take pictures. But because
right.
I'm tall, you know, I can reach over, click, done. So all these people are trying to come up to me like, oh, can you take a picture over for me and all that. It's like, nah, man, I ain't going to get my behind whoop for everybody. I'm getting whooped for my own behalf. You got to take me for your fat butt whooping.
Right.
But I'm a promoter, so I got to have that perk. So they can't have that perk because they want a promoter. That's on there.
Right. Well, how tall are you? I'm going to assume you are like 6'5".
Close. You're close. 6'3".
Oh,
no, 6'3",
okay. That's my dad's height.
You know, funny thing, a lot of people think I'm short. Like, they look at my pictures, they see me in a person, they are like, where the hell did this height come from? Like, I don't know why y'all thought it was a shrimp.
People always think because I have really long legs, they usually think I'm like 6'1", and then when they meet me in person, they're kind of disappointed because I'm only like 5'7", 5'8", which is pretty short for a female basketball player, in my opinion.
Let me think on that. Let's see. JoJo, how tall are you?
5'7", without the heels.
Definitely. See, and JoJo's like that too, because JoJo has those long legs, and both of y'all can fool people. That y'all can, and that's why that's the perfect height that y'all are in modeling, because you're tall enough to pull off a lot of looks, but you're short enough to pull some.
Hey, I'm not tall. I have a little body. I have long legs. I'm not tall.
Yep, I have a short torso and long legs. But
I have very long legs that I take care of, and they look tall because I put on the heels, but I'm not tall.
I'm not going to do with y'all today. I'm not going to do all this extra shit.
You're going to see at the Texas Relay. You're going to see me at the Texas Relay.
Oh, God, because Jasmine, I'm about to deal with my
show like,
for
the
a whole weekend.
You're going to be like, hey, Chris is not white chicks. You're going to be like, the deception. You're not Saul. You're Stuart.
Hey,
I'm going to let you know, though.
We're going to end up in a national pillow fight before the end of that weekend, because I'm not going to be able to handle a deal with you.
But I like your height. You know what? Your height in the gym, that's the best height to cross people over, because they think I'm so tiny that I can't dribble or anything. You know, they can't keep up. I'm pretty fast at the basketball.
No, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work.
Don't make me fly out there. Don't make me fly out
the
Houston.
I'm the wrong person.
Eddie's not even there. Eddie's
I'm going to ball up right now.
I'm the wrong person to ask to play basketball again. Because I suck.
But last time we definitely got to play now.
That's bad. That's wrong. But no, I'm a lot better than I think I am. Like, I think I suck. But hey, last time I played, I was like, wait, I got some skills. Where did I get this from? I always suck. So I don't know what happened. I guess I wasn't thinking
too
hard.
You put the Jordans on,
what?
Like Mike. You like Mike when you put the Jordans on? That's where all the talent came from.
I put on my Shaqs. I put my Shaqs on, and then I play it now. Oh,
original
man.
Basketball shoe.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's when you know you're a baller. You got some Shaqs. You're a baller for real.
I had some Chucks back in the day.
I took Chucks.
It's a level. You gotta start with Chucks, and then you go up to Nikes, and then you go up to Jordans. When you're wearing Jordans, that's when you know you're the best of the best.
Nah, you know, some people do that. They put their Jordans on. They really ain't Batman. But okay,
that's
so
true.
I've
seen people like that all the time.
Gotcha, you trying to cross me over, trying to dodge me. Because I know you know stuff that's going to come up, so that's not, y'all see y'all trying to sidetrack me, it's not going to work. So, what about
we turned this talk show to an ESPN show right now.
What's the most controversial question that I usually ask models? Oh, this one that y'all hate me asking y'all. Who is your favorite photographer and why?
Oh, that's an easy question.
Oh,
my favorite photographer?
Wow.
Okay. I'm ready for your questions. My favorite photographer, his name is Amros Gardenhire. He is a photographer from Vegas who moved out to California to, you know, start fresh and have a reputation out here. He is a photographer that made me who I am today as far as modeling. He's a photographer that mentors me. You know, he's the one that tells me that pose is bad. No, do this pose. He's very patient with me. He is my coach in modeling, honestly. If I had not met him, I swear to you, my modeling career would probably be, I'd take more time to get where I am today without his help. Because at his shoots that we used to do, you know, he would pull up pictures of models, and then he would suggest, okay, try this pose. Okay, well, that pose doesn't work. Oh, yeah, that pose does work. Let's keep using that pose. And, you know, he would tell me, he would suggest different themes. We would talk about themes before photo shoots. He would give me advice about the modeling world. You know, it wasn't just about photography. He would tell me, you know, about how a lot of people do scams in modeling, a lot of... Yep, he was like my dad in the modeling industry. So without his help, the pictures that you guys see today would not have been there, basically, if put that way.
Now, JoJo has been me as a co-host for a few weeks now. And JoJo, remember last time we had a model? You saw how much they dodged me to answer that question. That's why I was just like, oh, because, you know, a lot of models won't answer it. Like, they know they got to answer, but they want to be, because you ask me, I'm going to give you the
answer.
They
don't want to answer because if they worked with a lot of photographers and those photographers just might be listening, they don't want to make it seem like they're playing favoritism.
Yeah, that's true, but I believe that he's always going to be my favorite photographer because, you know, he's like, to me, he's that best friend that was with you when you start from the bottom and then, you know, you're a billionaire. That's your best friend. He was with you when you had nothing, and that's how I feel Amrose is to me. He's building me up. So eventually when I do become a top model, eventually when I do work with bigger photographers, you know, I'm still going to be using his advice. You know, I'm still going to be using the stuff I learned from him in our previous shoots. So I'm not going to just say, like, I don't know how a favorite photographer, you know, I'll be straight up and I'll be real. And I'll be like, yeah, this is my favorite photographer. And this is why he's my favorite photographer.
Right. It's not saying that you hate the other people's work. That's
no, of course. I've worked with other photographers before and their work is great. And I love working with them and I hope to keep working with them. But it's just the chemistry and the bond that me and Amrose have, it's because he's my mentor. So I respect him and I look up to him.
And models gotta understand, that's what people gotta understand. It's kind of like, heck, if you go to a restaurant and you order this today, does that mean you hate the rest of the menu? No, you don't hate the rest of the menu. You just got something you prefer to eat for the day.
Yep.
So
there
we go, people.
One meal over another meal.
All right, so we're going to ask you one of my funniest questions I love to ask. And that's one, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me? Okay.
Yes.
And it was actually 2 summers ago. I was at a basketball tournament, and it was a good, like, 45 minutes away from my house. And I forgot my shoes, which was so embarrassing because, you know, I was one of the best players on the team. And, you know, forgetting my shoes was very childish and immature. And that's never happened to me before. I've never forgotten, like, my gear or anything. I guess I had misplaced my basketball shoes in a different bag at the time. So my mom had to drive back to get my shoes. And I remember I was just so embarrassed because, you know, my coach was, like, putting me on blast, like, you know, how can you forget your shoes? You know, you're 16, you're almost an adult, you know, stuff like that. And I remember my teammates were making fun at me. But I remember I still had a good game that day. So, you know, it worked out eventually. But my mom barely came back in time for me to, you know, warm up and stuff. So that's got to be my most embarrassing thing.
That's so childish. You're almost adults.
Well, it was a big tournament. It was during the summer. It was a big travel ball tournament. So there was college coaches there and stuff. That's why I was very embarrassed because it was a huge tournament. You know, if it had been like, you know, a small scrimmage or pickup game or something, I would have still been embarrassed, but I would have been laughing about it. But I was so, like, nervous, you know. I thought that I wasn't going to be able to play. You know, my coach told me, he's like, you know, if you don't get your shoes back in time, I'm not going to be able to start you, you know, and stuff like that. So.
You got to do better. All right, so as far as from your personal point of view, before I ask the nice question of this, like, because this is a lot of people don't realize I actually pay close attention to a lot of people I interview. And one of the things I noticed that you read, that I read about you was saying that you did, you know, it's interesting that you are a model because you didn't always feel that you were as pretty as you think as you've come to think now. You know, and kind of talk about that transition because I understand where you come from in that stage.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Honestly, I will admit the reason why it took me a while to get into modeling is I was a early / late bloomer. I was an early bloomer because I had my height growth when I was young. So, I was taller than everyone. But I was a late bloomer as far as, like my facial features softening up, getting the curves and whatnot. And, it took me years to work on my body, working out in the gym, getting to where I am now. You can only imagine the number of lines I ran on my own, the amount of hours I spent, working out in the gym. And I hate weightlifting. I hate doing gym work. But I still put in the work to get to where I am today. So, I am happy that I started modeling at 18, really getting into it at 18 because I feel like when you're 18, you're legal age to sign your own stuff. And, I'm learning the business and I'm learning to make big decisions for myself and not always having to rely on my family to make big decisions for me. So I do think that my age, 18, is a pretty good startup.
That's a perfect answer. And people know my they've heard some of my behind the scenes stuff, and I connected me when I saw that. I was already in sync with you because of how hard you worked your career, but when I saw that story, it just made me like respect you that much more because I know where you're coming from first day in. And this tremendous bullying is something else, man. These people out here, man. It's one thing about being funny, but just being there's a difference between being funny and joking around and being a bully, and people don't know the line to where it's the difference or whatnot. Okay. All right, so that being said, what would you say you think is your sexiest feature?
All right, so I know I'm not the big booty Judy. That's the fad that's out in the mainstream. But, I will say this, my dad from his side of the jeans, I will say that the booty is the biggest asset that I have. It's the one asset that people notice the most. And I do admit that I have a big bum, and I know how to use it boxing out. I use that to my advantage playing against girls, and I will say that learning to be a video vixen. I know how to shake it like it's hot, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Oh Lord. You gotta get. We gotta give you some leads. Yeah, get the cookies. Just your whole description on that with this too much. Oh my God! Like a Polaroid picture, though. Really? Are we taking it for hey y'all?
Hey y'all!
Oh Lord, it's like talking to JoJo. It's like talking.
I mean,
to
unless
JoJo.
You want me to like sing some Nicki Minaj, that Anaconda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got Valentine.
Oh my God! Don't let her sing anything else. It's like, oh God, you like to count on, you and JoJo are both something else. I can't quite find the word. But when I find it, I'm going to let you know.
JoJo is awesome. We've already discussed this pointless time.
Oh,
God.
There you go.
You want me to start singing some modern music? Like a red nose.
Okay, you don't get enough. We all right, that's the end of our interview now. Okay. So since we know about your features, we now have to be nosy to find out who's been checking out your features. That being said, drum roll, please. That being said.
Okay.
as far as your love life right now, are you single, dating, mingling? What's your situation?
Just plead the fifth. You don't have to answer it.
All right.
For all the Houston and Texas listeners out there that want to get themselves a little light skin, I am on the market. I am single.
Uh-oh.
I ain't a mingle, but if you want to date me, you got to beat me one-on-one in basketball.
If they beat you one-on-one in basketball, they can date you. Do you know how many dudes that play basketball pick up basketball that's listening and dollars?
They're probably about to go in the gym. Like, I'm about to go shoot 100 jumpers right now.
They're about to come out wilder.
But I will tell you this, I got a thing for white chocolate, and I am crushing on a white boy out here in Cali. So that's the crush of the year. Crush of the mic, Kyle Kinzel.
So before I pass the torch on to my co-host, because, you know, her being the awesome woman she is, she sometimes has things I didn't think of. Here's something behind the scenes I found out before the show you were telling me. You actually met one of the people from Empire?
Yes, actually, now you got him started. Okay. Well, my clothing line, OC Flow Apparel, you can check them out, ocflow.com. We had a music video with Chingy, I, Rome, and Chloe Riley. It's called Fast and Furious Flow for the upcoming Fast and Furious 7 movie. On Sunday, she was on our set. Tiana was on the set. She didn't stay too long because it was raining. And, you know, I can understand, like, if I was a big celebrity, I wouldn't really be too down to stay in the rain. It was raining pretty hard on Sunday for, like, an hour or so. But she was on the set. She's been working with my boss, Ringo. They've been doing some stuff for OC Flow, you know. So you can check her interview out on the on OC Flow Apparel on the Instagram and on OC Flow Apparel on Facebook. They interviewed her and whatnot. You can catch her wearing our shirts and our new bucket hat that's going to be coming out pretty soon. So
okay.
She was on the set.
In other words, you're saying she left because she didn't want because outside it was dropping.
Okay, I'm not gonna get too involved in it because that's not my like business. But you know, she was with her grandmother and her manager, so you know they probably suggested to leave because they thought that the rain wasn't gonna stop and whatnot, which I completely understand. It was raining pretty hard, and I don't know if you know this about Cali, but like our weather is really bipolar. Like, it will rain super hard one day, and it will be completely sunny the next day.
I didn't know that about Cali. I knew that here in Texas, it's like that. I mean, and you see how I'm in Dallas, and JoJo's in Houston, and we experience two different types of weather at different times. Like,
it was crazy today. It snowed.
Watch this. This is how bipolar
it snowed this morning. It dried up.
Yeah. Then the sun came out of nowhere, and it was in the 60s out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, did it just snow? What is snow, though?
So you're telling me it was snowing. It was snowing for a minute. That's crazy.
It was snowing since 3 o'clock our time last night. And then it went from then to about 10 o'clock. at 10 o'clock the sun said, hello, I'm home. And then you got outside. You can't even tell it snowed.
Hey, how did the kids go to school out there? I would not be able to last if it's snowing one day and then it's all sunny the next day. I would be mad. I'd be so mad.
Like,
I'd be like,
over here, it was cold this morning. It's still cold right now, but it was cold this morning. And then I get my daughter to her appointment, and it starts raining. And then we come out an hour later, and it's not raining, but it's still cold.
So it wasn't sunny down there today.
You know what? I didn't have to use my sunglasses today. It was overcast.
Oh, see. Okay, so see what I'm talking about, Jasmine? Two different weather patterns in the same day.
It was just cold, and then it was raining. Like, it started pouring down at some point, and then it stopped.
Like, it stopped at 10 o'clock in the morning. You couldn't tell there was any kind of precipitation. It was straight up sun, and it was starting to get hot. Like, that was scared the crap out of me. Like, I came in this thick behind jacket. By towards the afternoon, I was in a freaking short sleeve shirt. So that should tell you something.
Wow.
It was getting out of hand. Yeah. That's Texas weather. Mm. That's what we do.
I give you guys props for living out there in Texas. I give more respect towards you two. You guys are soldiers living out in Texas.
Yes, they don't have freaking allergies. God, I hate
that. Oh, I have allergies.
Like, make up your
mind. I'm so bad. I have allergies.
What do you want to be?
I have allergies, and my doctor got to a point to where he was like, you need to move out of Texas because your allergies in Texas just do not get along. Every medication I get, I'm immune to it, like, 2 months later.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's bad. Yes, you got to come out to Cali.
I can't go out there. There's too many good-looking guys out there, and I'm just going to get myself into all kinds of trouble. So.
What? There's plenty of good-looking guys out in Cali.
I know. There's too many. I'm talking to, like, a few guys.
There's too many for you
to
be able to choose just one? Can't just get one flavor? You want to get them all?
No. I have a problem with picking just one. It's like when I go to the store and I have to pick out, like, one candy, I pick out five. So, yeah, it's not going to work.
Oh, Lord. But listen, dude. Wow. This is interesting.
You know what? I can pick one, but he's married. And it'll be illegal if I try to go after Channing Tatum.
That's
it'll
a no-no
be illegal
zone.
If I go after Channing Tatum, so...
you like that white chocolate, too? Ooh, I want G-Eazy. G-Eazy, if you're listening to this, I wanna talk. We should talk. You know, we're both from Cali.
Oh, Lord.
That's who I'm questioning on this celebrity crush is G-Eazy.
No, okay. There's a celebrity. I've actually had my show. JoJo wasn't here and I had him. So she
Beyonce,
found out
we
she
all
said,
know you
she's
love
been
Beyonce.
Riding me. To death when I told her. She said, what? You had him on a show? But then that wasn't just it. I hung out with him. We went to the liquor store, everything. We hang out in the studio. And she's like, did you met him and you didn't tell me? She's just like losing it. Like Khalil Thomas, you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I got to show you.
I was so bad. He had him. He met him. Doesn't tell me anything.
Wow. See, if you have G-Eazy in the studio, I hope you give me a call so I can, do my thing.
No,
do my thing.
Anything.
Why you be hating? Why you be hating on us like that? Not telling anybody nothing.
See, it wasn't like that, See, I just meet people. People just, they love, they have to meet Sunny J. Sunny J's awesome, so they have to meet him.
So are we going to have Mr. Thomas at the Texas Relay?
No, he's not going to be
there. I know
there.
We possibly won't
traveling.
Have Mr. Anthony there. He said he's going to be busy, and he might possibly not be there.
He can call to the show that time.
He can't call to the show until my CD arrives, signed and sealed and everything.
because you know we always love it when we get to get the guests. Because when we're on the when I'm on the when I think the show's on the road is crazy. I've been to West Coast before. I'm dying to come to Cali though. I'm dying to come
you
to Cali.
You do. You really do. If you come to Cali, I'll show
Portland.
You the best spots in the OC to hang out in.
That's the only place I've been to in the West Coast, and that was because I got booked to do my radio show in Portland. Awesome experience. Awesome.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, it's not just OC. You got LA, Long Beach,
yes.
Inland Empire.
I heard LA
you got all that
mess.
Out here.
LA. I heard LA traffic is like 2 hours.
Yep, it's pretty bad out there. That's why people take the train. The train station.
I can't come out there.
I have an
extra like
out there. So.
I can't. I come out there. That's gonna be trouble. I might not need to go.
No, if JoJo goes out there, it's gonna be trouble.
I'm on the market at the moment. Yeah, we don't want me to come to Cali.
Yeah, you guys do watch all the people come out here. They're in Hollywood, you know. They come out. A lot of celebrities live out in Palm Springs and whatnot. But, I mean, honestly, I've never been to Palm Springs before, but I heard that's, like, a really nice area in Cali.
I got to meet the celebrities. Just a beautiful, regular, everyday women is enough for me. And, like, I come out there,
Teddy
like,
does want to
catch
up. But, you know, I got to go out to Houston. You know, I'm trying to do some work with my friend, iRome. He's an upcoming artist out there in Houston.
Oh, yeah, that's Mr. Anthony's friend.
Yep, that's my homeboy. Yeah, we met through the clothing line.
He was in that Fast and Furious movie, right?
Yep, he is, actually.
That's
he's
what
a
he
Middle
me.
Eastern billionaire at the billionaire party.
All right, so, JoJo, do you have any final questions for you want to ask?
I don't even know what
you know,
I don't even know why.
I mean, y'all just have a girl talk just then, so I guess that was a stupid question for me to really even ask you. Because I kind of would like have a little girl talk. I'm just kind of listening.
I'm sorry.
You know,
when you bring white chocolate to the conversation, you know, it's got to melt.
Oh, no,
I'm
all for this girl talk. That's all I'm going to say. When women talk, I take notes. I just take notes when women talk because I learn some new things. So
yeah,
I got
yeah,
no problem
that's
with
how,
women talk.
That's how you pick up girls is you got to listen to how we talk to each other, you know, what gets conversations going. That's easy. I mean, I'm just saying if you don't get girls, but I believe that you get girls. I believe you get girls.
Okay. All right. That's a compliment, you know.
You have that swagger.
Don't get me gassed up. It's hump day. It's hump day.
We can't compliment Mr. Seti too much because his head gets big and then, yeah.
Well, I do have a few stuff, last few words to say while I'm on the radio.
Shout out
to my two best friends, their brothers, Johnny and Vincent. Happy birthday to their dad. You know, I thank my mom and dad and my sisters and my family for, you know, guiding me and blessing me because that way up I feel blessed. I will thank my old high school team, Almedina in Orange, you know, I thank those girls for showing me love when I transferred there. And Cerritos High School, you know, back then you didn't want me, now I'm hot. You guys are about to be all on me. That's my old high school. That's my high school that didn't show me love. So, you know, I got to put them on blast.
Oh, yeah, watch out for these fake people out here. I love the people who called you ugly, this, that, and the other, and then all of a sudden, they just
yep,
like, oh,
they
want to
hit me up. Or for the guys that have been
work.
Like, oh, nope, I don't know who this is. you know, like that Big Sean, that Big Sean song, I'm going to text you back, like, I don't quit you.
Oh, man. Because a lot of people, they really do keep aside themselves because they just talk to anybody any old way. But I let them know real quick, I ain't the one.
Yep, and I'm glad that I have that attitude now because, you know, back then when I was 15, 16, you know, I didn't have that swagger, that being able to stand up for myself, you know. I gained it. I gained it through basketball. I gained it through fighting with my sister. Those were the moments that I learned to finally stand up for myself, and now I don't take nothing from it. The only two people in my life that are allowed to talk to me anyway is my mom and my dad. Those are the only two people that, you know, can come at me any type of way. But if you're not my mom, if you're not my dad, you know, give me respect, I'll give you respect back. Treat me the way you want me to treat you.
Simple as that. Well, as we get ready to come to a close, let everybody know how they can follow you, you know, your links. Let them know, or if you call the show, we say,
all right, so if you guys wanna stalk me, wanna put some creepers on my social media, well, first off, check out ocflow.com. Use my promo code Jazzberry, JAZZBERRIE, all caps. You get free shipping. That same promo code is actually my Instagram. That's my personal Instagram account, right? That's my personal Instagram account. My Twitter account is JAZZBERRIE. My Facebook is Jasmine Socorro, JAZMINESOCORRO. So just, you know, hit me up, send me a DM. You know, I'll reply back. You know, I don't have an ego. I manage my own social media, so be more than happy to talk to you guys.
Boy, I found it out first at hand that you're really cool. You're really cool. Like, a lot of people, man, they real bad. They get into themselves. And they think that, oh, ain't nobody messing with me. I hate that. Like, come on, man.
Oh, no, of course not. I was raised right. You know, I'm a good Christian girl. You know, especially without the Lord's guidance, you know, I wouldn't be here where I am today. So.
Exactly. All
right, I sing that song. I'm blessed. Way up. I feel blessed. And I know that there's a lot more store for me in the future, and a lot more store for you and JoJo in the future. I believe that we all have potential to have really great futures and, you know, make an impact in any way. So,
I want to remind the listeners that if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can listen back. You are going to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDJ, that's CEDDY and a J. Look for the episode that says Hemp Day After Dusk, model Jasmine Socorro.
The Rock and Roll.
You can follow her right there. Listen.
The Rock is born. The Rock is born. When is it going to come?
Before I forget, I will be planning to make a trip out to Houston to visit my boy, Irome. You know, we're going to do some new projects. You know, he's going
to
help me in the industry. I don't know what days I'm flying out, but I know sometime in the middle of next month I'm going to plan a trip for about 2 weeks or so.
All right.
You guys see me in Houston? And
JoJo's in Houston. I'm in Dallas, so make sure you get
there. I don't think she wants to go to the snow.
You know what? There's no snow here. Did you not hear that? It's sunshine.
My homeboy stays in Dallas. And I wake up to a picture. Look, it's snowing. Now it's not snowing. And my response, I'm not going to
I guess
to
I'll have to. I guess I'll have to bring that Cali heat over there. You know how people be talking about Miami. You know, Drake says you got to bring Miami girls to heat up Toronto. I guess. I gotta bring that OC heat to heat up.
Oh, you see, in Texas, when it gets hot, it gets hot.
It gets 100 something degrees.
I go 0 to 100 real quick out there.
Oh yeah, it's been like 110 degrees here during the summertime.
I'm not trying to mess with the heat out there.
I gotta
keep
pink light skin. Get winter, spring, fall, and summer in the same.
Used to be on team light skin. I've seen if you've been light skin this long, you're gonna be good to go.
I can't help it that that came out the way it came out.
I got the
booty from my dad, and I guess I got my skin color from my mom.
Oh my God! Somebody help me.
I guess it's just that light skin thing.
Man, everybody, we roll on out. Reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned into the episode of Life at the Dust Live.
Preach.
Your boy, Steady J. And I got to my public service announcement. And that, because today's hump day, so I always say this. If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
We're not
going to
do the other
PSA,
reminding everybody that JoJo's
going to
be in Austin. Yeah.
Yes, I'll have to do the other PSA. JoJo will be in Austin on, I got to get the date again. I get confused with all these
March
27th
through the 29th.
There we go, 27th through the 29th of March, she will be in Houston. It's going to be fun.
For those of you stalking me on Twitter and Facebook, I would like to know the best bars out there. We're trying to come up with some contest here.
Yes, we are going in. I'm just excited because I was like, when I'm cool with people like this, like the people I'm like so cool like that, when I'm hanging out with them in person, we're unstoppable. It's nothing to stop us. It's like, okay,
I got something
you can try your hardest,
and I find some
but you're not
going to
be liver than me and my people.
I'm just scared.
It's always like that.
I find some white chocolate out there. I'm going to disappear for a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I hope that when I go out to Texas, I hope you guys show me some love because I'm going to be pretty fresh. And I'll stick out like a sore thumb because, I got that Cali swagger. So
you go either order. You go to Houston, that's where JoJo is. Then you come to Dallas, and that's you hang out with me. Or you go the other way around, Dallas and Houston. We just planned your trip. But you say you go here for 2 weeks, 1 week in each. Bam.
I'm more awesome than Steady, so.
Oh, you going to take it there? Is that when we going to take it? Steady,
we're both girls. Yeah. So we're going to have more in common than she would have with you. You're not going to be interested in going to look for white chocolate.
If you introduce me to my chocolate, Steady, might stay there a week longer. That's my favorite flavor from the ice cream bar. Is that vanilla? That vanilla ice.
Somebody,
you can't go back to the
restaurant.
You can't even go shopping for clothes. You're a guy. You can't fit our clothes. I mean, you probably could.
I'm hoping
you
don't fit my clothes.
I don't want to be disturbed.
You know what? I found out over the years, I'm pretty good at picking women and stuff. Like, I'm very good at telling y'all, that's not going to look
it's
good
on
you.
It's not the
don't
same.
Pick it.
Steady, it's not the same when a girl goes shopping with a guy as far as when a girl goes shopping with a girl. It's really different.
It depends because, you're right. It is
unless
different.
It's a gay guy.
See, I'm one of them guys, I understand women's fashion, but I've been giving it to you from the straight guy point of view. Okay, you can't go ask me.
You see, that's
I look
just
on you, I'm going to tell you.
Well, see, it's the difference when there's a guy going shopping with a girl and you're giving a shit. Because girls have that unspoken language. It's like you could look at them and you'd be like, you know, you pick up, like, okay, yeah, this isn't working. You saw what I was thinking. Whereas a guy.
Like we're
going to
tell you something, like, you pull that dress and it's making your booty shake a little bit, that you're not shaking it on purpose, and you like just walking and making the shake. We gonna say, okay, go ahead and pick that one. I like that one.
Yeah,
see,
now,
give me that kind of advice.
Yeah, as you see, like I said, Saturday I went to my homeboy's birthday party, and then he's arguing with me because I was late, and I was like, dude, you try walking in heels and a skirt, and I don't go out in skirts, I go out in shorts. And then he's like, oh, wait a minute, I like that skirt, it makes your butt look bigger. And I was like, wow, really?
Okay.
You like the skirt because it makes my butt look bigger? You can just say, like,
but,
okay,
you know,
the color goes
with your skin. It's not about the size of the booty. It's about the actual fashion statement. You know, if I want a guy to tell me my butt looks big, then I'll send him a picture. But if I'm trying to really go get a new outfit, you know, I'll bring one of my homegirls with me and, you know, she'll tell me straight up, no, that doesn't look good. Or, yeah, go ahead, buy it.
Hey, you don't get that from a guy. You don't get that from a guy. Because all the guys do is like, okay, your titties look big in this. Your titties look small in this. You look fat in this. You don't look, I don't like this, honey. But you can't say why. Whereas a girl could be like, okay, look, that's not working for you at the top. It's working for you at the bottom. So you need to find a small size or something. A guy can't do that. It's physically impossible for a guy to do that unless he's gay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but for some reason, gay guys just have good fashion sense. I'm not saying all gay guys have good fashion sense, because that's a stereotype, but the gay guys I've met in the fashion industry, they got good fashion sense.
That's why majority of the
guys in fashion. See, I'm an exception to the rule. I'm a straight guy that has fashion sense. Because, see,
I'm not a straight guy
with
fashion sense.
This is the main reason why, because working with models so long, and because you know what you want in a shoot, that's what helped me understand where to go as far as women. Okay, this is an idea for this. So I kind of learned, y'all. It's always interesting. And I mean, and I didn't just pick up the information on my own. It's kind of just learn from y'all. So it does. You do have to learn from a woman to understand it. Bam, the gay guys,
right.
They just got it from the jump. They
know. It's still not the same, though.
Right. But anyway,
like, if
I'm going out, because y'all going
and
to
I want
here,
you to tell me my butt looks, oh, we're about to get on Life After Death or something. Don't worry.
Because y'all going to talk forever if y'all can. Y'all going to talk forever if you can.
Well,
y'all
last thing. Since we're talking about fashion, I will hint at this. I got an East Coast clothing line I'm trying to work with called Future Legends. So that's some more pictures and photoshoot pictures will be coming out from them. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
wink, all right. I'll joke it to it, y'all. Okay, we are out. Because y'all going to talk forever. We will see y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
It's okay. We can
Thursday
continue
show.
This on the spot.
Go ahead. Because she's on the spot as well.
Where are
you? Yes. Both of you are on the spot.
Yes,
so,
yes, sir.
I already sent her a message. Don't worry.
We have to on to you. Later tonight.
Okay, so y'all talking about me? Are y'all talking about
me? No,
that's only we're talking about real stuff, like some white chocolate.
Oh,
we're going to be exchanging pictures of white boys.
Kevin. Me and Kevin are allowed to talk about you, and we do it on Twitter, and we tag you in it.
On that note.
She said it's about to get real. She said
we are going.
We
are gone, because y'all going to talk forever. We are gone, people. See y'all tomorrow's show. It's Real Tour Radio. Last week was the first episode back of the second season. So the second season started last week. Check in tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, we had this segment we do call Pocket Change. where fans send in letters and ask for our advice and stuff. If y'all go listen to last week's, y'all gonna hear the most ratchet stuff I've ever. Well, I've heard some ratchet. Never mind, because I've heard some more ratchet stuff in other seasons, in the past season too. But these people picking off where they left. I give you an example. Like one of them was, what was that one really crazy one? Oh, one was about side chicks and main chicks. That just gave you an idea of what happened.
That's all garbage. That's garbage. If you're going to be in a relationship, you don't need to be having a side chick. If you want to be messing around with different girls, don't be in the relationship. It's that simple.
Tune in tomorrow. Find out what crazy letters we're going to get in and what advice you're going to ask. I always give a serious answer, and then I give a ratchet answer. Because it's known as the most ratchet radio show in the world.
Yep.
All right,
you got to translate from English to ratchet news.
Oh, my God. We are out. Peace.
Deuces.